I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. You know what? Priyanka Chopra is not only one of the biggest stars on TV, she's one of the biggest personalities on Watch What Happens Live in terms of our guests. She's so fun. She's so great. You know her from Quantico, of course. She's also going to Prince Harry's wedding. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I'm going to. She's old friends with Meghan Markle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Can you imagine? Anyway, here we are, Clubhouse, Priyanka Chopra. She's with Sebastian Stan. He played Jeff Galooly so brilliantly, among many other things, in I, Tonya. So this is going to be a fun show. See you in the Clubhouse. She plays a badass agent for the FBI, and he played the man who caused the infamous... It's Watch What Happens Live with Priyanka Chopra and Sebastian Stan. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm sorry, Nancy. I just love that audio clip. I love you, too. I'm in. Come do the show. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two actors who are so attractive, I'm going to need an ice bath immediately following this show. And they're both welcome to join. My first guest is an uber-talented actress who, on season three of Quantico, is probably about to save the damn world again, all while rocking an amazing blowout. Please welcome back Priyanka Chopra, our friend. And speaking of superhero feats, you know him as the Winter Soldier who always keeps that summer body tight and right. From the movie that's breaking box office records every second, please welcome Avengers Infinity War star Sebastian Stan. And since Sebastian has both played a superhero and Tonya Harding's husband, Jeff Galooly, behind the bar, I've got a superhero with gills. It's Super Gay Shark. Yes, Super Gay Shark. You are killing it over there. With gills, I get it. Do the two of you know each other?
No, we just met.
Oh, you just met. Yeah. Wow, you were over here keeking like you were like fast friends 2 minutes ago.
When people do promo, you connect on that because you're awake at like 5 a.m. and you end your day with you at 11 at night.
Yes, exactly.
And I asked her where she shoots the show, and she told me Silver Cup Studios, which is where Gossip Girl was. So
we had this connection.
Oh, I love it. it. Wow. See? There you go. Priyanka and Sebastian cannot wait for your questions. You heard me. They can't wait. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, in case you didn't know, Priyanka Chopra is BFFs with my arch nemesis. I mean, the future Mrs. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. In fact, they're so close, I bet she'd feel comfortable telling her not to go through with the wedding so that Harry could marry someone a little older, wiser, and talk show hostier. No? Fine. Here's what, Priyanka. I love ginger tea. I don't want to get you in trouble with the royal family. I'm just going to ask you a question about Meghan's and Harry's wedding. If you don't have to say a word. If you can't answer the question, I'll guess the answer based on your facial expression.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Have you hung out with them as a couple?
No.
Never. Okay. Is Meghan a bridezilla? I think she's... I'm so shady. I'm going to say she's not. I'm going to say she's grateful.
Really? She's your nemesis.
She's no, but I'm going to say she's not.
You're I'm kind.
Yeah, I'm kind. Were you... Do you know what... Have you seen her dress? I'm going to guess you've seen a photo of it. Do you know if she cried when she said yes to the dress?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, she did. Did you give... Have you met Harry?
No.
Okay. Okay, good. Do you like a ginge in general?
Actually do.
Yeah, you do. Okay. That's good.
Red hair is kind of my thing.
It is, really. Did you know they were engaged before they announced it? Yes, you did. Okay, good. Let's see.
This is getting really rough.
Will there be a band or a DJ at the reception? Do you know that? Probably both. It's probably like DJ Khaled. Okay. Do you, have you gotten them a gift? No.
Not yet.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be a tough one. Exactly. Will little Prince Louis of Cambridge be in attendance? You need to get a selfie with Prince Louis.
Okay,
will you do that for me?
For you, and I'll text it back to you.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Priyanka. Second, Sebastian has been in everything from Gossip Girl to I, Tanya to a Hayden Panettiere music video. Oh, and since his butt is in my chair tonight, I want the scuttlebutt of what went on behind the scenes. Here's what, Sebastian, I'm going to ask some questions about some of your co-stars. You give me the gossip, girl. Okay, Meryl Streep, you were in Ricky and the Flash. You played, she played your mom.
Right.
Did she give you any words of wisdom about acting or?
No. I thought she kind of was implying I should stay away.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It was like a look.
Blake Lively. Now, what was it like on the set of Gossip Girl after Blake Lively and Penn Badgley broke up? especially since you played her on-screen boyfriend at one point.
You know, I thought it was pretty friendly, you know, and cordial.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, non-dramatic. Okay, Janny, my friend Janny, who right. I've French kissed on this show, actually. what did Janny do to become Lavona? Did she stay in character after the cameras turned off?
You know what? A little bit.
Really?
Those cigarettes were pretty real.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, is he really thinking about ending his run as Captain America? Like, do you believe that?
Oh, man, it's a tough one.
You know, though. You don't have to answer them. You just guess
well,
it.
Well, no,
your face.
Yes, you do.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, this is not a guess your face game.
Sorry. I totally. Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, he's not planning on it. He's not going to turn down the payday. Of course not.
Can't guess this one's face.
Anthony Mackie has said he's not looking to be in a leading role for Falcon. Have you spoke to him about that? You're still playing this game.
He loves
it. Well, no, this is a great game.
We don't like this game. You know what's so funny? When I say he's not looking to be in a leading role for Falcon is like the leading producer of gay porn. So I was like, was Anthony Mackie going to do a Falcon
now
film?
Now that is
that
who
would
he
be
should
good.
Play.
So I guess Mackie is not going to do a Falcon film. All right. Thank you for kind of playing, Sebastian Finn. Finally, as a Bollywood star and a freaking superhero, both of my guests are so hot, I'm almost bothered by it. That being said, I still want to know what gets them all hot and bothered. So here's what. Let's find out with Does It Give You Bollywood? What? Priyanka and Sebastian, I'm going to endow you with some stimulating attributes. You say if you're endowed with dirty thoughts. Okay, does it give you, does manscaping or ladyscaping, does that excite you? Extreme manscaping or ladyscaping?
Well, you mean like, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Priyanka?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, God.
What about someone
not
who
manscaped.
What about someone that you're dating who loves to smoke weed? Is that a yay or a nay for you guys?
I'm not judgy.
It's all right. Strip clubs. If your significant other wants to like go to a strip club every so often.
Listen, I think that can be doable.
Yes, that's doable.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. What about extreme PDA? Really, like, you know, we'll grab you at random times.
I don't know. I'd be okay with that sometimes.
Yeah, you're
it
fine.
Really depends on the person.
Yeah, it okay. really depends on how much you like.
What about some light S&M?
I'm in.
You're in.
I love the audience, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about threesomes?
Oh my God.
That, you know what? It depends how much you care about the person.
Right, right.
And depends on which person you actually care about.
No, but, you know.
Yeah, right, right. Sometimes threesomes can go awfully wrong. Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What about big boobs or big butts?
Big butts.
Yes, you like a big butt.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Big butts don't lie. A big can. Yay or nay? A big butt on a man. Do you like a man with
not
a big can?
Too big.
Not too big. Height and
like
weight,
moderation.
Proportionate. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much for playing.
You're like, let me skip leg day.
That's funny. Ethan A. Emailed us, Priyanka, I know you've publicly said that you're a fan of her lip kits. Has Kylie Jenner sent you any free makeup?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
Sebastian, Dana Kay said, since you were working on the workshop of Spider-Man the musical, when it premiered, did you feel like you dodged a major bullet?
Yes.
Yes. True. One of the worst pieces of I've ever seen on stage.
It's so
excuse
crazy,
me.
Though, because yes. you didn't think that at the time.
You didn't. You thought.
You didn't
it was
know.
You too like, did the music.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
so bad. Let's go to Erica from Virginia on the line with a question. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Priyanka.
Okay.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm fine, Priyanka. How are you?
I'm good.
What did you think of the discussion about your Baywatch co-star, The Rock, running for president? And would you vote for him if he runs in the future?
You know, I actually would vote for him.
Really?
He's a really, really sensible guy who actually really cares about the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I would. But the good thing is I can't vote in this country, so.
That's amazing.
That helps.
It wow. sounded like a horrible idea to me. Just, I mean, he seems like a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yes.
Listen, what choices do you have right now?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there you go. Priyanka, Jess N. from Tampa texted us and wants to know if you've ever taken a dip in the lady pond.
Not completely.
Not completely. Dipped your toes, maybe.
Maybe felt the temperature.
Okay, I like it. Sebastian, Tristan P. texted, did you ever imagine that the Covenant would give gay guys such amazing spank bank material?
Yes.
What was the most homoerotic thing about that movie, do you think?
The shower scene.
Yes.
I would say it's one of the few.
Yes. Control room, remind me to rent that when I get home. Let's go to Taylor from Kentucky. Hey, Taylor, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Sebastian.
Okay.
It's a two-part. So are the rumors true that Robert Downey Jr. requires 5 trailers on the set of The Avengers? And does that make him the biggest diva of the entire cast?
Does he have 5 trailers?
I would say he does.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's the biggest diva of the entire cast.
Got it. That
ooh,
would
can
be...
I have a follow-up question?
Yes, please.
Who is? He's
well,
playing the
can
face
I have
game.
A follow-up question? What
happens in the five trailers? Like,
yeah, it's like one for like wearing shoes, one right, for like right. different parts. Any of the
idea?
Outfit.
No idea. I mean, right. I've been in one actually because I asked him to use the restroom one time, and right. I walked in there and it was like the Titanic.
Right. And I'm assuming he's got like one of those great toilets that the seat lifts. You know, it's like
the one that warms.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Bethany from Wisconsin. Bethany, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm your number one super fan.
Thanks.
My question is for Priyanka.
Okay.
When you get married, do you see yourself having Meghan Markle as a bridesmaid?
Oh.
Oh, that's a good question.
Hi, Bethany. How are you? And, well, depends on who I get married to, because I could have an Indian wedding where we don't have bridesmaids, or I do have an American wedding where I might.
Interesting.
You know, I don't know. I haven't thought that far. First, I need to find a guy.
Right.
Who's worth marrying.
Well, that can't be hard for you.
Well, he has to be worth marrying.
Is it hard for you to meet guys?
No.
No?
I meet them, but like it's hard for them to be interesting enough to sustain
it. Your bar is high.
I do have high standards.
Yeah,
I don't,
good.
Every
As
girl,
you should.
Don't settle.
Yes, don't settle.
Yeah, don't settle.
Let's go to smattering of applause. Let's
go to
Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Sebastian. And Sebastian, I just have to tell you, my husband David and I are huge fans. We actually had a Captain America themed wedding when we got married last year.
Oh.
I need to keep you on the line to hear a little more about that. Okay. What's your question?
My question, actually switching gears a little bit, is what did you think of Tonya Harding's performance on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh
my God, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I know she was on an Allison Janney, right?
Yes, Janney showed up. She was good.
It probably wasn't anything less than spectacular.
Yes, she was good. Committed. Did you meet the real Jeff Galuli, by the way, or hear from him after the movie?
I did meet him one time before the movie, and I did hear from him afterwards. Yeah, he did see it, and he thought it was too violent.
He did.
Right.
Yeah. He did not think that he was as violent in real life. Yes.
I mean, you know, everyone has their story, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers things a certain way, so.
Yeah. There you go. It's game time, everybody. Sebastian may star in the Avengers franchise. Right turn. Where do I go from there? Do my guests possess the mystical power to know an official superhero from an artificial one? Let's find out with superhero or duper hero. My guests will take turns dramatically reading lines. The other will guess whether it's a real line from the Marvel Universe or whether it's a fake one from the Marvelous Lunatics on my staff. Okay, Priyanka, you read the first line and Sebastian's gonna guess right there.
He has the edge. He does the superhero thing.
He doesn't watch those movies.
I'm FBI.
He doesn't see those movies.
All right, wait. I feel like when you're a superhero, you just need to put your hands.
I agree.
Right?
I totally agree.
Very careful.
My lines.
No, I
Okay, know, first absolutely. Line, Priyanka.
Ready. Listen to me very carefully. You can either call off this suicide mission or I'll stop you by calling your mother.
Real or fake, Sebastian?
It is fake.
It is fake. Next line is yours, Sebastian.
Sorry, I'm late. It's a jungle out there. I had to beat an old lady with a stick to get these cranberries.
Is it real or fake?
No one's even helping me. I'm looking at you guys.
Yeah, no, they're not allowed.
I know. I think it's fake. Be it an old
It movie. Is real. Spider-Man, the version starring Tobey Maguire. There
That's
have only
why
been
I know
50
it.
Spider-Man. Okay, Priyanka, next is yours.
All right. When you said you'd take me to California for the first time, I thought you meant Coachella or Disneyland.
Is it fake or real?
Fake.
It's Black Panther, you
you fool!
Oh my God, Sebastian hasn't seen Black Panther.
You know what threw me off is Coachella.
Oh my God.
You've
never seen
Black Panther.
I'm in the goddamn movie, sort of.
Okay, you read the next line.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good does my ass look in this suit?
Real or fake?
It sounds real.
It is real. Oh, thanks for playing. Priyanka, Alyssa C. wants to know which of your modeling gigs has left you with the most amount of free stuff.
all of them.
Really? How great.
It's a great perk.
You going to the Met Ball Monday night?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
It's going to be really fun. I'm excited. I think it's like, it's such an interesting theme, Catholicism,
yeah.
religion.
Are you sticking to the theme?
Yeah. Like a version of this.
Yes.
Theme.
Yes.
All in the Met Ball? To Catholic?
Yeah. Catholicism, yes. religion,
good
and
the theme.
Heavenly bodies.
Yes.
I'm obviously not going.
Sebastian, Jenna P. wants to know, are you currently single right now? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, of course you're asking for a friend, yeah. Jenna.
I'll, can I answer with my face?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I can't tell anything.
I know. I don't know what that means.
Zoom in on that.
Let's go to Ronnie from San Francisco. Hey, Ronnie, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Priyanka.
Okay.
What was the worst instance of sabotage you saw backstage at a beauty pageant?
Did you see any sabotage backstage at a beauty pageant?
It wasn't sabotage, but when I won Miss World, I don't think there was this other contestant who was supposed to win. And I swear to God, when I walked backstage with my crown on, and I was like, it was a whole moment, I was 18, she came to punch me.
Wow, really?
She really came, like it really happened. She came to punch me. They had to hold her away, and I was just like,
wow. Oh my
what am I supposed to do?
Can you say what country she was from?
No, I can't tell you what country.
Oh my gosh, terrible. That's amazing. Did you get to keep your crown?
No, it rotates every year.
It does.
To the other person. It's terrible.
Damn.
Yeah. I got the sash.
I was going to ask to borrow it. You got the sash.
I got the sash.
It's time for my mazel of the day. Goes to George Conway, a.k.a. Mr. Kellyanne Conway, for shading Rudy Giuliani on Twitter today, suggesting that campaign finance laws were broken in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. I have long maintained that Kellyanne Conway would make a rock star housewife. I think this means George Conway is the next PK, everybody. Today's Jackal goes to the release of the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle commemorative coin because it really doesn't look that much like them. I mean, I don't know about that coin. But you know what? I did them a favor. I fixed it. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to look. Are you excited for the wedding?
Yeah. That's so cute.
Thanks, Priyanka, Sebastian, and Super Shark. Hey, everybody, it's the After Show with Priyanka Chopra and Sebastian Stan. Avengers, the bartenders, the super gay shark. Great to see you. Still have a couple callers hanging on the line. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Kristen and I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Well, first, I want to let you know that you are my mazel of the day every day.
Thank you.
But this question is for Sebastian.
Thanks.
Sebastian, this is a spoiler alert, and hello, but do you know anything about the future of your character after Infinity Wars? Are you dead? And then also, growing up, were you more of a Marvel fan or a DC fan?
What's he going to say? He's got an 18-picture deal with Marvel.
Do I? Good God. I don't know about that anymore, though, man.
Do you know about the future of your character?
I honestly don't.
You honestly
I really
don't.
Again, I don't.
All right.
I didn't grow up with comic books, but at the same time, I do have to say, I did, you know, the Tim Burton Batmans were very huge for me. So there you go, you know.
All right, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Caller, are you there?
This is Jeff Cooley.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, this is Shelby from New Orleans. My question is for Priyanka.
Okay.
Name one Quantico plot twist that jumped the shark or came close.
Has there been a Quantico plot twist that you thought, no?
Yeah, well, there was something. Hi, Shelby. Shelby, that was your name, right?
Yeah,
there was something that happened between Alex and Shelby in the premiere of the show, and I was just like, season three, where I was like, really? That happened. So when I read it, and I feel like a few of the people who've seen the premiere also feel that way, it's between Alex, Shelby, and Ryan. But I can't tell you what it was. But
right.
I was like,
By the way, do you have your dress for the wedding?
Not yet.
Are you kidding?
No, I haven't even fit it yet.
Do you know what it's going to be?
I have an idea. I'm most stressed out about wearing a small hat. How do those things?
Like, do you know who you're going with? Yes. You must.
Ish.
Ish?
Yes. There's a decision pending on that.
Right. Well, that's an interesting thing, because if you're not, if you're just kind of casually dating someone, then it's like, that's a significant
that would be weird, right?
Wedding to bring them to. Yeah, right.
That could be a lot of fun, though. Yeah. Weddings are amazing if they're not yours.
I think you should bring Sebastian.
Listen, hang
Sebastian
on.
Sebastian is very unclear about his complicated status.
I know.
I don't want to do it like that's not. That's not happening.
Yes.
It's nothing wrong with a little mystery. I mean, come on. Do you need to know everything right up front?
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, that's true. I like mystery.
Exciting. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Patty. I'm calling from Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Hey, Patty, what's your question?
It's for Sebastian Stan.
Okay.
I was wondering, what was your reaction to your Avengers co-star Tom Hiddleston dating Taylor Swift and wearing the I Heart Taylor Swift tank top?
What was your reaction?
That's an amazing question. It was one of awe and extreme concern. obsession, and yet, at the same time... I know, I want the word. I don't know. I was really worried for, mainly for him.
Yeah. He went in hard there.
Yeah. But, you know, love is quick and hard.
Yes. Especially love with a pop star. Did you did you talk to him about it after the fact?
You're like, did you date a pop star?
Right.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I actually forgot about that incident.
I think you need to talk to him about it.
But I wanted to ask him,
But it's funny because Lucas B. emailed and said, Priyanka, there were once rumors that you and Tom Hiddleston were seen getting touchy after an award show.
There it is.
We were presenting for like 10 minutes. I met the man literally for 15.
Yeah, but you wait behind that curtain for a good 10 before him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were behind that curtain for a good 10. He was actually adjusting my dress because it was
adjusting
a big train.
Your dress.
It's a big We had to figure out how to, like, manipulate not tripping.
I'm telling you, get away with a lot with a British accent.
It's true. That is so true.
I disagree. I think girls are smarter. Smarter than that.
Mm.
It's not going to take
Well, my audience believes in settling, so what can I say?
Clearly.
I want to thank Priyanka Chopra and Sebastian Stan and the Super Gay Shark. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.